This is concerning Amanda, A-M-A-N-D-A, Story, S-T-O-R-Y, date of birth September 11th, 1979. This is a follow-up visit for Ms. Story with stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, renal tubular acidosis, and Sjogren's syndrome. Her last visit was June 12th of this year. She's been feeling well. She's trying to lose weight and has lost 4 pounds over the last 6 months. She's looking for a primary care provider, but has not found one yet. And she's not been ill since or had any hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit. Review of systems is negative. Medication list is reviewed. The only oral medications are multivitamins, Tylenol, and melatonin. And she has a Mirena IUD. She does not use any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory agents. Physical exam, weight is 248 pounds. Pulse is 58. Oxygen saturation is 92% on room air. Blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 130 over 60. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear. Heart is regular. Abdomen is soft without ascites. No peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done 12-6 of 2023. Creatinine is stable at 1.58 with estimated GFR of 41. Albumin 4.1, calcium 9.1, sodium 139, potassium 4.5, carbon dioxide 18, phosphorus 4.5, hemoglobin is 12.2 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. 2, Sjogren's syndrome, currently stable. 3, renal tubular acidosis, also stable. We'll continue to have lab studies done every 3 months, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.